today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about mockery in the view of Islam, so I invite you to be with us.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart, today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Thursday, is the 25th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of the month of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Mutaffifin, verses 29 to 34, and bless this moment of today's special.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina ajramu kanu minal ladhina amanu yadhhakun.
Indeed, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed.
وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ.
And when they passed by them, they would exchange derisive glances.
وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ.
And when they returned to their people, they would return jesting.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ.
And when they saw them, they would say, indeed, those are truly lost.
وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ.
But they had not been sent as guardians over them.
فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون.
So today those who believed are laughing at the disbelievers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since the believers had left the belief and the worship of the gods that the unbelievers used to follow, so the wrongdoers thought of believers' faith, believing in Allah, as a wrong way and said that they had gone astray. The type of behavior that the unbelievers had may refer to the early period of Islam, when they did not think of divine religion as a serious and everlasting one. Therefore, they laughed and mocked it.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanu ya Rahim, ya Rabb al-Alamin.
صلاة الله عليه بركة الله
لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
عليه صلاة الله
عليه بركة الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
We are speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. Making fun of others is wrong in two ways. First, if a Muslim mocks another believer, they are mocking themselves since we are all like one body. Second, if a person does something shameful, it brings shame most of all on their own soul. When you make a fool of someone or demean them, the result is that you have made a fool of yourself and besmirch your own name. Any kind of derogatory term and abuse should be avoided. Calling someone by a derogatory name is deviant, immoral behavior, so a person doing this is considered to be ignoring the ethics of Islam. This is a very serious situation for anyone to find themselves in, knowing that this brings serious punishment and a state that is less than true practice and belief. One should actively and carefully avoid calling other people names or mocking them.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astaheen. Making fun of people from Islamic perspective. Another reason is a certain sense of superiority. Some people regard themselves as being superior to other people based on any criterion or any reason. Some people may be deceived by their own wealth, by their own money, by their own, for example, high social position and so on. And may regard that, okay, since I'm in such a high level of, for example, social life or affluence or wealth, I may have any right to make fun of anybody I might wish. Another reason is some people are very much attached to this transitory worldly life. Usually those people who don't believe in the world hereafter and they are among the sinners, and disbelievers make fun of those people who are true believers. Another one is lack of enough intellection or lack of enough intelligence or thinking. Some people may make fun of other people simply because they don't understand the reasons or the not only the reasons, but also the intellectual background of some other people's jobs. For example, when people move from their own community to another community, they might have an inclination to make fun of other people. This behavior may be because of not understanding the basis or the reasons for other people's ways of lives. Another one is hypocrisy. Those people who are hypocrites and are not good people, true believers, usually make fun of others, usually make fun of other true believers.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at personal boundaries in Islam. Personal boundaries are physical, emotional, and mental limits that we create to keep ourselves safe from others' derogatory remarks, toxicity, and negative emotions. Islam also emphasizes having personal boundaries. One of the boundaries is physical boundaries. In the Quran and Hadith, it is mentioned that we should not enter anyone's house without permission or letting them know. This comes under violation of physical boundaries. The other kind of boundaries is emotional ones. It is forbidden in Islam to cross emotional boundaries and hurt our fellow Muslim brothers. Allah Himself says in the Quran that we should not mock, say hurtful things, torture people mentally for any reason, as for even a word. The servant of Allah the Almighty can be plummeted in the hellfire.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
Listen to this. Understand that those mocking you are unhappy, and do not bully back. These are two ways to stop people from mocking. As I told you, understand that those mocking you are unhappy. It is important to remember that those who are making fun of you are doing so because they are unhappy and they want to make you feel the same way. Developing compassion for those who are mocking you will put you in a better mindset to deal with their attacks. The second way I told you was that do not bully back. Although it might seem like lashing out at the people mocking you is the best response, it gives those teasing you the emotional response they wanted and may escalate the situation. Remember to try to stay calm and avoid saying any mean-spirited and hurtful comments to those bullying you. Try to take the moral high ground and show that you are the better person.
Some people say, I'm always praying to God 5 times a day, I fast. Why this person is against me? Why did I lose my job? Why did I get COVID-19? Why did I this? God never promises that if you pray 5 times a day, you don't get COVID-19, you don't get sick, you don't lose money. Your leak, your ceiling, your roof is not going to leak. Where did He say that? God says your faith is going to be safe. And this is important. The faith is going to be safe. Your connection with me is good. Otherwise, these difficulties, challenges, afflictions, masaib that happens, it happens to all. In fact, it happens to the most virtuous. Al-baliyatu shi'arul anbiya. The hadith says, baliyat, afflictions. Afflictions, baliyat, are the mottos of the prophets, meaning that no prophet could escape the afflictions. These are tests. These are tests. We have to go through them. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. You think that the path to paradise is paved for you? And you can make it to paradise easily without going through these difficulties and challenges and sickness and... No. The most important thing, we don't lose our faith in God, our connection.
Thank you. that was all for today's special. We were speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. So, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.